From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA is committing $50 million to assist eligible apparel makers of wool suits, sports coats, pants, and Pima cotton dress shirts. The new cotton and wool apparel program is part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative and the department's efforts to help the ag and forestry sectors get back on track. Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau says the COVID transition towards remote work led to a dramatic decrease in consumer demand, which has continued to affect the entire cotton and wool supply chain. The National Milk Producers Federation says it's looking forward to the first White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health in over 50 years. The conference goals are to end hunger, increase healthy eating and physical activity, and decrease the prevalence of diet-related disease in this country. NMPF President Jim Mulhern says diets that include dairy help lower the risk of cardiovascular disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. The USDA has upgraded three key crop insurance options for livestock producers to offer better protection and flexibility. The options are dairy revenue protection, livestock gross margins, and livestock risk protection. The Risk Management Agency revised the insurance options to reach more producers and better meet the needs of Americans' swine, dairy, and cattle operations. The updates recently got published in the 2023 crop year, which begins July 1st.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.